Welcome back to the Elusive Studios podcast, everybody. Thanks for joining in today. Today we have our co-hosts.
I'm Cody.
I'm Brett.
And we're just going to cover whatever we kind of want to talk about and hang out and have a good time. So if you want to ask any questions in the live chat, we'll be ready to answer. As far as Thirst Homeless, thanks for leaving the comment, but I am not, what's the word?
Familiar?
Proficient with the chosen text.
leave an explanation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'll try it in Google Translate just to see if it would translate.
I've realized with the first two episodes not really having been done, you have yet to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Hunter Seitz with Brett Real and Cody Ratchford. Today, we're doing the podcast, and now you know who I am, so hopefully that's good. Forgot about myself.
Better late than never. So, what are we going to start off with today? It has been officially less than 24 hours since the first podcast, because we're trying to pump out a good bit of content all at once for our audio listeners and everything, that way, for viewers, obviously, that way, you know, everyone just has a bit of some content that they're not starving for, because everyone wants as much content as possible these days, and we're just trying to pump some stuff out there. So this is podcast number 2 on the very next evening from podcast number 1. Where was I going with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where we was going with that. I know one thing. Does anybody else, did they prepare their cheers beverage?
Yeah.
You did?
It's already open.
The closest thing I have is a bottle of water. So we'll just go with that today. Because I'm dehydrated.
Clinking.
Yeah, facts. BRB, y'all talk for a second. I got to get some water myself.
All right, so this is a conversation that's called a filler. We're going to fill in some time while we wait for Hunter to return. And that's because we want to fill in any empty time that needs to be filled. It's like a hole. It needs filled.
Who is Phil? And why?
Phil Margera.
Wait, is that Bam's dad?
I saw a meme earlier that said 2020 is like being Phil Margera trying to take a poop.
Oh.
Bam's always messing with them.
I haven't seen Viva La Bam in so long. I barely even remember the reference. Evan! Apollo 11 is in the chat. What
Hell
is
yeah!
Hey! I thought that said hey! Yeah.
Apollo, the first time I read his username, it was like Apollo L. Evan. Like, what? What? And then I was like, 11. Fool.
Going to space.
Yes.
Apollo. And then what would you like us to talk about today? We'll let you pick our first topic.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Morgan's here too. Everybody's filling in our three viewers.
Dady's back.
Everybody's here.
Hello, friend. Oh, my boy's in the dance floor. All right, stop.
Everyone gets it wrong usually. I'm sorry, Evan. I love you.
You know, I had, after you commented on our video yesterday, I had checked out your channel. It looks like you make gaming videos, so that is very cool, man. I think you got about 100 subs, so it looks like you're doing pretty good so far.
Evan has been in a couple of Mr. Banana Master videos as well.
That's Hell Johnny yeah. Jones.
That's Johnny. Oh, yeah.
That is Johnny.
That's the freaking star of Mr. Banana Master. Like, everybody thinks it's me.
Oh.
Right. It's not.
Shots have been fired.
Have they?
Well, maybe. So, we were in town today, and I can tell you I am the man, the myth, the legend, the All right. Evan, calm down. I'm not even going to say that. I'm sorry, Johnny.
But he is the man, the myth, the code master, Johnny Jones.
I don't think that's the word he typed there.
Yeah, but then it does, even that, it, it only does the link.
Oh, well, what a shame. Never mind.
Oh, is Evan in the Discord chat too?
Evan's been in the Discord chat, dude. How dare you?
My bad.
How dare you? No, it's okay. Well, I mean, apologize to Evan, I guess, not me.
Heck yeah, I mean.
Evan.
Says he's offline, that's why I'm like.
He doesn't want to be disturbed.
He wants to be alone.
First topic of today is, I don't know. How about that? Deal with it. All right, podcast is over. I'll see you guys.
You know, I had added Derek on Discord today, but unfortunately he had to work, so he wouldn't be able to make this episode, but he should be able to in the future.
Everybody wants to game with Evan, so he makes himself appear offline so he doesn't have to deal with it, because he's famous.
It'd be hard being Johnny Jones.
Yeah, it's hard being the father of Johnny Jones, I'll tell you that, man. My son
kills you.
I probably deserve it. These things happen.
So, you know, I had an idea for this episode. You know what the title of this episode should be?
Episode 2.
It's episode 2, but it should it's basically Get It Out the Mud Part 2. Throwbacks to the old podcast.
Get It Out the Mud.
An issue with the current... There's actually already a title of the stream currently.
Yeah.
It says it's still episode 1. We should definitely change that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. On my PC, it says We're Back, Elusive Studios Podcast, episode 1. Again.
Like, good to know. Right on the screen, it says season 1, episode 2. But then,
I'm glad I got extra eyes, man. There's so much going on in this PC. It's crazy.
Got eyes everywhere.
So welcome back to episode 1. This is episode 2. We got eyes.
Here's a question.
We got Morty and Irvin in here too. Oh,
Morty.
All right, the title should update now.
We also have, we have Caleb, and we have Blake. Here
anymore? They're gone.
Where's Jake?
Ape Snake.
Yeah, why isn't he on Discord?
Right? I mean, I have him on Discord. He's just probably not active. He said Brett sent him a link to this. Hold on. Boy. I'm going to hit up Jake.
Boy.
He's not even online.
Send him a link.
Yeah, he's not even on. He might be in bed for work.
Hey, you never know. I could set my online status to offline right now if I wanted to.
Yeah, because you get tired of people wanting to game 24/7.
Evan's revealed everything. No secrets anymore.
Evan knows all. All
right, so...
I don't know.
A question.
Okay, what's your question? Why do we sound like Hicks? That's my question.
Because we West Virginia. All right, so... I don't know how you want to do, like, guests and stuff, but I was thinking, since we didn't really have a lot, like... topics playing, I was like, Evan's directing that play right now. He could like pop in and talk about what that play is and kind of hype that up and get us a little bit of ad for that. That's up to you.
Sure, man. I mean, I'm down for anybody wanting to jump in and put some input into something.
Evan, get in here and talk to us.
Absolutely enthused about being here. Sure, man. I'm down.
Okay.
All right, so real quick, I have to make another what's it called on Discord, a role, so basically you can see that I'm a host and you're a co-host, so we just need one for a guest speaker kind of thing.
Yeah,
I should be able to do that fairly easily. We just want to keep talking about something else.
Well, I have nothing. I have done literally nothing. If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw some anarchy graffiti in Petersburg today. It was I don't want to be the bearer of bad news person or anything. I don't know if it was what I saw, but there was what looked like spray paint, and there was a circle with the letter A in it. generally speaking, that is the symbol. I don't know, man. It was strange to see it, like, right up close. Like,
right.
You see it through screens and everything and all this stuff happening. But I don't know. Never thought it would come to a tiny, tiny town. Hell, I guess they're in the news now, so.
Yeah.
That's not really a funny thing to... I mean, it's not funny. I just laughed.
Yeah.
Very inappropriate moment. And apologize for that. But, yeah. Being in the news for something like that is never... But, I don't know. It's not a sad cat. It can't be a sad cat. It's gotta be a comedy cat.
This is a everything cast.
It's a podcast, which makes no sense because I have an Android.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, my bad. I can't. They demonetized.
So much for that money you wanted, Brett.
Hey, by the way, Evan and Morgan, give us some money. Three of them.
Oh, shoot, we got six people watching now.
Heck yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Is it possible to get Evan, like, in this thing?
Yeah, bro, I'm finishing it up.
Okay. I was like, just make sure.
I will say,
I apologize.
I don't know what I will say. Yeah, did I ever finish talking about Arma? I know it. All I know is it pissed me off. I was very, very incredibly
angry. All right, so he is now a guest speaker, and he should be able to connect to the host channel.
Evan, no you. What? Brett will gladly take your money. All sense of pride.
Evan.
Morgan wants to hear about bad auditions by bad actors. How's that going?
That's why I'm trying to get Evan in here.
Evan, join the voice chat. No, you.
You know, I was on YouTube earlier searching podcast as a keyword to see like how we was ranking. And it was pretty good on that part. But I happened to see a podcast. It's called, what was it called? Your Mom's House podcast. And I don't know why, I just thought that was fucking funny. And I think they was on like episode like 570 something.
Gee. Well, I mean, I know the original, well, not official original, for like Rooster Teeth was gonna be Cockbites. But then they were like, well, what happens if we get picked up for TV? We gotta name this DJ. That's how they come up with Rooster Teeth.
Evan said he could not join. Oh, you know.
You know what?
I know why.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you remember what happened yesterday? You couldn't join the host channel.
Yeah, it took like 15 minutes or something.
So luckily, that's so. There's got to be a way to actually fix that without making a new channel. That don't make any sense.
Oh yeah, that's what I had. Oh man. Well, sorry.
No, see, the only thing I can do is promoting the co-host, which, but it comes along with extra things, which I'm sure will be fine on that part. But I was just trying to set it up for like future proofing, so we could keep using it without worrying about anybody like, you know, shutting anything down or anything.
Yeah, you could, I mean, just for the sake of this show, you could always add him as a co-host and then like
just fire him
or whatever. Yeah, you're. But after this podcast, we could probably potentially just create a new channel and then invite everybody back that wanted to come back.
Yeah,
but with the guest speaker options and everything.
Wait, I think I might have possibly found a workaround.
Oh baby. Evan, I hope you're ready to talk, because if this is all for nothing, I'm going to cry.
Evan.
Okay, I just did something. I guess now you could try to reconnect. Maybe it'll work.
Discord is...
I'm planning it.
Beach.
say he should be able to join now?
What?
Ian?
Hey, hello?
Ah. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome.
Audio good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay.
Buddy, are you still good? Does it sound like you?
Listen, define good.
Sound like you, yeah, you got like fuzzy. That's why I was like, did that kill Cody bringing that Evan?
Facial hair. I'm sorry, I can't grow a full beard.
I feel that.
It's like, I don't know. I kind of wish I could grow a full beard, but then there's part of me that's like, you have to shave it and trim it up every day. And
then you could look sexy.
I could look sexy, but here's the problem with that. That's physically impossible.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not, give us some money. Donate, because we're not getting monetized.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, who is this Brett Real today? Because yesterday, we already knew what he was about.
Day, I'm just about that bad audition by bad actors that I'm so eager to hear the speech about.
Yesterday, Brett was a man about his money. Today, or a man about other people's money, I should say.
Yeah, not gonna get my money.
You ain't getting my money. But anyway, Evan, yes, you're in here now.
Hello,
my son, little baby Johnny.
Welcome, how you doing?
Hi, Dad. Okay.
Never said. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm trying to turn my volume up.
You turn the volume up, we'll just turn you down.
Hey, if anybody happens to get really, really, really out of topics, I have one that we could always go to, and it's going to blow everything out of the water.
Well, we should start with that.
Well, I'm just going to say I found something on Facebook. It's very, very, very drama related.
Controversial.
Yeah. And it also has to do with current events in the world, but also local Petersburg news.
Is it a certain video?
That would have to do with.
Yeah.
It is definitely a certain video, and if we wanted to play it on here, which we would not, but we could indeed talk about it and spread the word a little bit and like really maybe bring people together in sort of a way, because you know everybody's against it, right? And maybe we can just help further the word so that more stuff like this is seen as a bad thing for sure.
I just
we need to let Evan give his talk on bad auditions
by
bad.
By all means, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
And I don't want you to say a word.
Okay.
Continue.
So at the Landis Arts Center, we are performing a show called Bad Auditions by Bad Actors. The show is about two people who are trying to cast a show of Romeo and Juliet that is supposed to save the theater, but all of the actors and actresses that they receive for auditions are just terrible. So that's pretty much what the show is about. The show dates are July 31st to August 1st and August 2nd. July 31st, 7 p.m., August 1st, 2 and 7 p.m. and then August 2nd at 2 p.m.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Any audience members have any questions for Evan?
I have a question. What
anyone in the podcast have questions for
Evan? You know what? I don't have a question. I'm sorry, I'm not in the audience. Never mind. Forget I even asked. But no. What type of play? This might be a kind of a dumb question, but I guess the only dumb questions are the ones that go unasked. So, what kind of a play would you say this is?
Do you mean like a comedy or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would be a comedy.
It's straight up funny.
Yeah.
Got so no, if I go no there drama. And I don't laugh, then what happens?
If you don't laugh at this show, you're not gonna laugh at anything.
Oh yeah. Might have to go to that show and then try to force myself not to laugh.
And not laugh.
Yeah. I refuse to be happy.
Well, we're keeping your money, so.
Well, either way, you're going to pay $6, and we're keeping it.
Hold on, man. We can surely come to some sort of, I can't even think of that word now.
Compromise. Agreement? Ah, yeah. Yeah,
same thing.
Compromise. I take your money.
See the show. Whether you laugh or not is up to you. Wow, thanks. I appreciate you taking my hard-earned dollars.
You are very welcome.
Hey, does somebody have the live stream pulled up right now?
Yes, I do.
In the top right-hand corner, you know where we have that little status thing about Discord? Is it still there?
Well, here's the thing about the video quality of the live stream right now.
Yeah.
It looks like we made it on Minecraft.
We made it on Minecraft?
Yeah, it's probably running at about like 360, 480p right now. On my PC, anyway.
Is that...
Mine's running 720 right now.
Oh, I haven't... Mine's good.
Okay, well then don't ask.
Well,
who gives a shit what I think?
Okay, regardless, is the emblem up in the corner right now or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so interestingly enough, I just figured out how to make changes before they're actually submitted to the live stream, so I can actually play around with what I'm doing while nobody can see it.
I just now noticed that the live chat pops up in the video, too.
Now, theoretically, let me test this. If I hit the transition button... oh, there, I think that worked. So now it should be gone, I think.
Yep. All right. It most definitely is. Also, for whatever reason, my PC just had the quality auto set at 144. I just literally clicked on 720p and it's fine.
Whack.
$3,000.
Now, I will say I did drop the kilobytes a second rate that we're uploading. Yesterday it was running at 3,000, and today I dropped it to 2,600. Or no, 2,500 actually. So that would maybe help, because I was planning on doing the face cam thing, and I think we're gonna need as much bandwidth as possible to show all, like right now we could have four face cams going on. I feel like that'd be a lot of internet.
Well, see, the thing is, if we all have different internet connections or providers, where does it all, like, where does it run back to? Would it all feed back through your connection, or would it be... It should be individual based on our own stuff, right?
Yeah. Ultimately, though, I mean, since I'd be the one screen capping it, I mean, if my connection's not good, then everybody's going to look like crap, regardless if you have good connection or not.
True.
So we'll have to try it out.
Spaghetti, this is live.
I'll tell you all real quick. I did officially go through and sign up on like every single podcast thing I could find. Like all the extra ones that you've never even heard of or anything. There was all kinds of weird ones. But I think it'll take about a day to get submitted on most of them. They have to approve it. But then theoretically, you can go on your phone, on Spotify, and anything, and you should be able to find the podcast on the podcast section.
Well, yeah.
So let me check Spotify right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been approved yet. Probably not. That's been about an hour and a half ago that I set it up.
Yeah, it's not going to work that fast. Spotify's pretty fucking slow.
Pretty what?
Hey, Spotify is awesome. What? I love Spotify.
Hey, you know what, Brett? Hey, you know what? Guess what? Eat shit, Brett. It's already up.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's why. It really is. I'm sorry,
So basically for the audio version, I trimmed off that awfully long intro that we had yesterday.
Yeah.
And then just cut the end and faded it out. So it was like 11 minutes shorter, but for the most part, I had to go through and convert it back to an MP3, re-upload it. And I think the file size was about 130 megabytes for an hour and a half. So that's not bad.
I just love the timestamps on the audio.
Yeah. And dude, that took me so long to do, honestly, last night, like at least an hour to, well, it had to have been an hour and a half because I had to watch the whole video, basically.
So, at exactly 16 minutes and 27 seconds in, Brett is depressed.
Yeah. Brett is depressed.
First F word on stream, 232 minutes and 32 seconds.
Theoretically, if we had somebody behind the scenes, they could probably make the timestamps as we was going.
Yeah. So if you want to come work for us for absolutely free and be an intern at Elusive Studios,
well, don't mess with here. You want to come work for us?
I'm good.
Son of a bitch. We let you on our show.
You know what?
Wow.
After all we've done for you, after everything,
I was. You also.
Boy, I brought you into this world.
Could you also give us some info on the guidelines that the theater is making you follow in directing a play during the Corona 19 situation?
Oh, okay. So, in order for you to come watch the show,
you can't.
You can't. You just can't watch the show. It's done. Not doing it. You have to wear a mask at all times.
Whack.
Yeah, whack. I mean, if it's dark in the audience, I don't know how they're gonna catch
it's
me.
It's a no for me, dog.
Right. That's what I thought. It was like, no one's gonna come watch a show if they have to wear a mask for an hour and a half, 2 hours. But yeah, you have to wear masks. I'm almost positive they're checking temperature too.
Realistically, couldn't you, when you're sitting down, just take the mask off and then put it back on when you're leaving?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
They come in with a gut answer. You gotta leave the theater, man. Breathe.
I mean, they're separating us the 6 feet apart anyway, so.
Yeah.
6 feet plus a mask plus temperature check equals, you're still gonna get the virus. Yeah, I said it. Everybody else went dead quiet. I will carry this podcast by myself if I have to.
Oh, something else I noticed. I forgot to change the live chat for the Discord. Like, I have to add an overlaid transparent background because, like, if I have something white on the screen, you can't see the text. Because the text is white, and then the white just blows it out.
So, somehow we're already 34 minutes into this. And we have said absolutely nothing.
Well,
we got the whole intel on the show. We had a guest speaker.
Something that we can cover real quick. Brett, you had sent me a link about the theater. I'm assuming you still want to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm gonna pull it up on the screen capture right now.
Heck yeah! I'm gonna watch you pull it up on the screen capture.
Right. Look at that. Wait, they're showing the Harry Potter series?
Yeah. Alright, so... What?
Oh, it was posted today.
Yeah, no, they're not showing it today. They actually have it posted when they're going to start doing those. But a thing that South Branch is doing, because theaters took such a hit with this, you know, being closed for so long, and also since current movies just aren't showing, it's bringing back a lot of classics, so I'm not sure when they have both. If you look on the screen, they have both Harry Potter and Matrix listed right there. They actually haven't announced when that's going to start yet, but the plan is they're going to show each of the 7 Harry Potter movies. They're going to do a different one each week, and then same with the Matrix trilogy. They're going to do one each week, and then it's not listed on this paper, but they have it on their Facebook page. They're also going to do the same thing with Lord of the Rings, which I think is cool. Then if Hunter scrolls down, you'll see they're also showing, starting Friday, they're going to be showing E.T. and Jurassic Park, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and they're showing Ghostbusters. I think it's awesome! This past week, they showed Jaws and Goonies, which Jaws is still going to be in there next week, but Goonies is leaving after Friday, so I guess it just didn't do well. But if you want to support your local small town theater, go watch these old movies because they're just as good as new movies, but they're better. And you can save the theater. And you don't have to wear a mask the whole time. I think that's cool.
You know, something really cool I just noticed, we could start advertising. If people want to post their stuff in, something that would be interested in sharing for the local area, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're basically a local business that is not really,
I just gave the movie theater this whole free advertising.
Yeah, well,
that's gonna cost some money, South Branch Cinema 6.
I see a sponsorship.
Yeah. Sponsor us, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Evan. We're gonna put Apollo L. Evan right across the screen.
Eventually, the Elusive Studios podcast will be renamed into the Petersburg Buzz. Live radio show.
Coming at you live from Petersburg, telling you things you already saw on Facebook this morning.
Coming at you live from Moorfield, Maysville, and Virginia.
This is talk about Petersburg. He's the Wheeze.
I think it's interesting. There's still some movies, like big movies, are trying to open right now. And the thing is, even though our theater here is opening, our West Virginia is like the only state that's like still like functioning, because every other state is back down to like. Yeah. So it's like really like I can't imagine why you would want to open a movie that you put billions of dollars into right now when no one can watch it. Like Christopher Nolan's trying really hard to get Tenet to release, and I think there must be something in that movie that has to do with the month of July, because he is like dead set that movie is released, which he finally gave in. It's being pushed to August, but it has to come out. He was hardcore like it's coming out in July. I'm not budging. So I'm curious what's in that movie.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know how accurate this is or isn't, but there's either speculation locally doesn't mean a damn thing, but it's possible that they might be closing down bars and stuff beginning. I'm not sure how
accurate. It surprised me.
What?
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried about with the theater that we just opened up the play and it's just gonna get shut down like Shrek did.
Well, you know.
And Evan can cry.
Oh yeah, I will.
That's why you don't ever make anything out of yourself. You don't ever do anything with your life. You cannot be upset. And you have no.
You interest. Just stay in your hole forever.
Yeah.
So.
That's the message for today. Stop trying. Give up.
So I have a question for Evan.
Yeah, okay.
Are you an Arma kind of man?
Not really, no.
Are you a Fortnite kind of man?
No. Heck no. No.
Oh gosh. I kind of dig Fortnite a little bit. I used to hate it, but actually, believe it or not, I was playing Fortnite a lot with Morgan for a while there, and kind of got into it.
You know, I never did get into Fortnite too much. I mean, it was cool, but then it got the repetitiveness just got to me like really fast. But honestly, I played a little bit of PUBG, and again, I mean, same kind of story. I just like wasn't into it. Honestly, the Call of Duty Blackout, I think, at the time, that was honestly the best battle royale I played, just because it had, like, I don't know, it was a little bit more fast-paced. You know, interestingly enough, I think Fortnite is going to move to Unreal Engine 5 next year. Question is, what do you think they're going to add into the game that's going to be like, how can you take Fortnite the way it is and then put it on something to say, oh, the graphics are going to be incredible, the sound's going to be better. I don't know.
I honestly don't think that they could at this point.
Yeah, because especially with the animation style it already has. There's not really a whole lot of room for improvement on that.
I read it directly on Epic Games' website. I mean, they're saying early next year they're going to move it to Unreal Engine 5. Now, whether they actually add in crazy new features or not, I don't know.
Maybe it'll just better optimize it for like performance.
Yeah, probably maybe some like better textures, a little bit of lighting changes.
Are they doing this for the newer consoles?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of, I think already Unreal Engine 5 in behind the scenes is being able, you know, obviously developers are already using it. It's just not publicly released. So next gen consoles will be using Unreal Engine 5. And they might also, they're saying it's easy to translate your game from Unreal Engine 4 to Unreal Engine 5. So maybe they are developing on Unreal Engine 4 right now, and then also early next year when you have your new console, they're going to give you an update, and next thing you know, the graphics are improved. Yeah, it's interesting. Unreal Engine 5 has a lot of promising features, the biggest thing being apparently infinite pixel density, and that is crazy.
Dude, what?
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry, I was reading Brett's chat. Cowboy. Trying to think of a response. And what did you say? Infinite pixel capability?
Density. Oh, it's density. Saying pixel count will no longer be a thing. It does not matter how many pixels you have. Performance is not affected.
I don't know how that works because I've never experienced a world where that's a thing. So.
Right. I mean, that's like futuristic technology. Let's see if I can. I'll pull it up on the screen cap here and see what they have.
Have you seen the, they're like LED walls that are kind of replacing green screens?
Wow.
Instead of using green screens, like they did this for The Mandalorian and stuff, because with the green screen, it casts that like green backlight onto all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of, I forget what the word is for it, leakage, pretty much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So with the LED walls, it's all obviously RGB LEDs and stuff that create, you know, picture that we see now. And they're taking stuff from Unreal Engine that developers are creating in there or taking like pictures of and then digitizing in Unreal. And then using these whole like full on basically large scale sets and using the CGI like mountain ranges and backgrounds and everything instead of having just a screen there. It's just the wall, and it's supposed to give like so much better image and all kinds of crazy stuff. I'll see if I can find a link to it.
It's better for the actress. Ewan McGregor was talking about they're using that for the Kenobi series on Disney Plus. He was saying he's already infinitely more excited for the Kenobi series than he was for the prequels, because the prequels were just so much green screen that he would have a question for George Lucas, and he would ask, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently he actually yelled at George Lucas one time and told him to direct his actors as much as he was directing his green screen. I think that's wild. But there's for the Kenobi series, they're using those walls like that are like that, like they're like that screen so he can see what's happening and he can see what we're gonna see while he's filming it. And he said that's exciting, and I think that's exciting too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool because like you said, like the. There was a lot of green screen and everything, and all the actors are seeing is just a green wall.
Yeah. So
with the LED, you can actually move the whole set around and put things that are in the background where they should actually be, so the actors have an easier time to visualize them.
Mm. There's another interview with Tom Holland on the set of Infinity War, and granted, they don't tell Tom Holland anything because he can't keep secrets. But when he was filming his fight scene, which he later found out was Thanos, at the time. He was just doing this fight scene in a room with a green screen, and he had no idea who he was fighting. He had no idea what he was even doing. He was just swinging around and punching air. He found out later that it was a fight scene with Thanos, but I don't know. Whenever we're making videos and stuff, even that's not the same skill as acting as actors doing stuff. But I think even that, when we're not able to play off of each other, it shows.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you can see, I have it pulled up. Basically, there's like three main things they're advertising for Unreal Engine 5 currently. It's apparently called Nanite, which basically like nanopixel technology kind of stuff. It's virtualized micro polygon geometry. It basically frees the artist to create as much geometric detail as the eye can see. And if we look down here at this picture. You can see that this picture alone, even through stream probably, you can just see how much detail is in every single like little corner of the image. And it's all rendered real time, 60 FPS, 4K. So, I mean, that's pretty wild. Their next thing that they have is called Lumen. And it's a fully dynamic global illumination solution that immediately reacts to scene and light changes. So basically that whole real-time ray tracing thing, that's basically what this is. But it's dynamic. You don't need a special graphics card to do it. Like, you don't need the RTX to be able to use it.
Is that the only graphics card, the RTX, that can actually do, like, good ray tracing right now?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure on that. I think it's the only graphics card that clearly has specific cores just for ray tracing.
Right.
But really, what they're getting at, they're now implementing them into the software side so that you don't even need the extra cores on the graphics card. Like, the software just makes it happen.
I think I saw this in... This is in a trailer. Yeah, this is in the trailer for Unreal Engine 5. What am I thinking?
Yeah, and I think it was released with PS5, I think.
Yeah, I believe. It was... Well, I think so. I don't remember. But I know I've seen this. Like, because there's a whole scene where they, like, walk up the stairs and into the...
I think right here you can see... Where is it at? Yeah, right here it says... We will release Fortnite built with UE4 on next-gen consoles at launch, and in... keeping with our commitment to prove our industry-leading features through internal production, migrate the game to UE5 in mid-2021.
That's got to be just for performance optimization.
Right. Probably a little small extra features, because they can't change the game, because it's obviously... Nobody's going to like change at this point.
Where people change is bad.
But what was really impressive about that demo that we're looking at here... it's really crazy how the real-time lighting, like, and with all that extra detail, like, that really added some extra depth to the game. And even gameplay, surprisingly. So, like, if you watch that demo, she has a light in her hand, and you can actually use this light to navigate your environment in a more, like, realistic way. So it just adds to the gameplay. And if you see the end of it, it was insane when they actually jump out of that area. If that is rendered real time, I honestly cannot believe that. Because, like, there was so much detail just flying by the camera, like, at a crazy speed. Like, you can't even look at everything. There's so much.
Yeah, but see, I don't know why I thought of that. When you said you can't even look at anything, there's so much. I just thought of, like,
yeah.
Like, that's me on Xbox all the time. What are you talking about? That's not impressive.
Now, Cody, you had sent me this video.
Yeah, that is... What did I send? I don't remember now. That
filming
is
this
that
scene from
LED
Disney
screen that... It's specifically, like... Well, it's from Insider. It's a video for why they use that LED wall that I was talking about instead of green screens for The Mandalorian. But... Basically, it just gives, like, an over... Uh-oh. What am I doing? Hold on a sec. Hunter.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Was there an issue?
I thought there was, but there's not. I'm just behind on the stream a bit more than I...
Oh, okay.
I thought you were, like, talking, but nothing was even being said, so I was... Now I don't remember what I was talking about. Probably not important anyway.
Yeah. So in this video, it's really showing, like, I have not actually seen this, but I understand what it is. I think that ultimately that's how all these big title AAA games are being made at this point. Like, obviously movies and games both alike. I think obviously it's going to be more realistic if you can just recreate an actual thing and then digitize it into a 3D environment.
Yeah,
like, right now we could be all in VR doing this podcast and act like we're all in the same room and everything, theoretically, if we had the setup. And it's some crazy stuff.
If a lot of things were a lot of ways, a lot of stuff would be different.
And you know what I really love about like, you remember, like, Halo's Forge, right? Of course. I love that when you can go in and edit together, like in a virtual environment, like it just adds so much, like, I don't know. It's just really fun.
How much of that video can we even show?
What video?
The one that's playing in the background. Have you already clicked off of it?
No, it's still playing.
Yeah, I don't know how much due to like using other people's content for stuff that we can show.
Oh, it should be fine.
Evan, tell us the copyright laws.
Yeah, what is copyright laws?
Evan.
For what?
Someone else.
You're not even in the conversation.
Yeah, we're not using audio, so I mean, it should be fine.
I don't know.
You're fine. You're not using audio. You'll be fine.
You're not using. What I'm saying.
I'm just playing that video on the podcast. Do you have the podcast pulled up too, Evan?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
But they kind of get the four viewers here. That's what it is. We're watching us. That's it.
Oh. Hey, well, the interesting part is, regardless if they're watching now, it's going to be found through the search engine, like later on.
Search engine, and there's always. Well, this has not been a very audio-friendly podcast.
You know, surprisingly, I would think the same thing, but honestly, when I went back and I just literally turned the video off and listened to us talk, like, I don't know, I find it entertaining because even I don't remember me saying anything to the podcast, so it's almost like I get to listen to it for the first time after we record it. I found it entertaining to myself, but that's generally because we're talking about, you know, whatever we want to talk about. So for any of the viewers, if you want us to talk about something else, I mean, just spout it out at us and we'll pull it up or check it out.
Hey, we got another viewer. We're at the five now. I was gonna say, I space out a lot while we're just talking. Like when I'm listening to you guys, I kind of just close my eyes and it's kind of like, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast, just listening to you guys talk. Yeah, I'm entertained.
Brett, and since you shared that on Snapchat, I sent you something on Messenger. You should check that out. It's a little meme about
oh my god.
Yeah. That happened.
Oh no.
I'm not any more proud of this than anyone else.
Oh man, what a world.
What is going on here? Oh, the Mandalorian's still up in the background. Welcome to the Mandalorian podcast.
We talk about the Mandalorian.
I have seen like the first two episodes of that. I fell asleep watching it with someone because they decided, I won't say any names, but this person knows who she is. I fell asleep because she was like, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. We've been up all day long and all into the night. Let's watch The Mandalorian. And then like a half an hour into it, I fell asleep.
And then it's a boring ass show.
Yeah. So. I was full asleep. I was like, why'd you wait until 3 a.m. to watch The Mandalorian?
Mandalorian. Evan, tell us what you love about The Mandalorian.
Nothing.
Hey, enemies. But with someone, I'm sure.
I thought you actually liked The Mandalorian. That's why I was like,
nothing. I'm just waiting for Kenobi.
Yeah.
Kenobi, but it'll never be the same.
Why?
I don't know. Why? You tell me.
Got you and McGregor.
What? It'll never be the same. He'll never, ever, ever
speak to General Grievous. I just think it'll be better.
Evan? Evan, yep. We invited you as a guest here.
Okay. We invited you as a guest into our home and you disrespect him. I think it'll be better because it's going to be Jon Favreau running it and he's a genius. Except for Iron Man 2. Right. I don't think that was his fault.
Kerberpunk.
Yeah, did you get a chance to watch this video yet?
No. I have been putting that off. Apparently, they're going to be releasing another one in like a week or two.
Okay, yeah. I want to show you something if I can find it. A lot of the game, like, where is that? Right here. if I had to talk about the graphics looking good, this would be the scene.
Apparently they've updated them recently.
Okay, so like you'll see, I'm assuming I know when he's, so like right now he's walking towards the stairs, right? On your screen.
No. Wait, I might be behind. Hold on.
Yeah. But
I've got to be behind.
As he's going through this underground place, I mean, the lighting and everything really does look really nice. So as far as graphics-wise, I think this is one of the better scenes to show off some of the graphics. But also for the other part, a lot of the game doesn't look crazy next gen or anything like that. But of course, the game I think is going to be mostly about content over like individual quality. Like I think there's going to be a lot to do in the game.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. I mean, yeah. They already twice. It was supposed to be out by now originally.
Right.
I believe it was what, spring 2020 release initially. And then it got delayed until September, and then it got delayed again until November. So, I mean, it's CD Projekt Red. We should... It's in good hands, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for having me. I actually have to get it off.
Cool deal, man. Appreciate you talking today. Definitely help us out.
Thanks for having me. Talk about the show and everything.
Bye, Apollo 11.
All right. Goodbye, Brett Real.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
See ya.
That's one small step for man.
One big
yeah, that was perfect timing for him to pop out. That's one small step for man. Doo-doo.
So, oh man, 59 minutes.
Those just joining us, we had Evan Engel in the chat, and we're gonna like bully him.
No,
I kid.
I just cannot keep it. Yeah.
Where is it seen at?
I almost said purple. Tried to say people in person at the same time. Came out purple. That's not true. I just hate my, vocal incapabilities, perhaps? Or inarticulatism? Is that even a word? In my head, I can conduct... such. See, this is the problem, because in my head, this sentence sounds a lot better than it does in real life.
The real question is...
poetry.
Who's watching us right now? Who's in the chat? What are y'all wanting from this stream? What do y'all want to talk about?
Money.
We have access to the internet. We could pretty much pull anything up, talk about anything, watch a video, pretty much anything.
I can say that, what was I going to say? Here we go. I need to stop clearing my throat because I'm sure that's destroying. But rather, I guess, do sound. What do you think about, there was something I was going to say earlier and then it got kind of like put on the back burner. I don't remember. What do you think about the fact that neither next-gen console has revealed any prices yet? And Xbox hasn't even really revealed any big games or exclusives.
Are they going to hit the $4.99 mark?
I highly doubt it.
I think it has to be $5.99 at least.
I would say.
But at that point, will they be able to sell their product? So again, technology prices have been coming down a lot recently with new processors and everything. So maybe now you'll be able to get that much performance out of that $4.99. When did Xbox, the Xbox, what is it even called? I don't even remember. The Scorpio, but like,
The code name?
Yeah. I've been like, what was the actual name of it?
It's the Series X.
No. Oh no. That was the, that's the new one. But what was the one before?
The 1X.
The 1X.
Yeah.
So they just added series to the... Yeah. That's so weird.
There's nothing going to be weird about that at all.
Yeah. But I'm thinking... I mean, it was $4.99 when it came out, wasn't it? The Xbox One X?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's, I think that's only been 2 years ago.
I don't know, because I got, I have the regular one, and then I have the One S, no disc drive edition. So
yeah,
it's a lot of time apart from one another release. I couldn't tell you. But so do you want to get the mini fridge or the Wi-Fi router?
Oh, speaking of that, I got to show y'all this meme. I know you've seen it.
I know you've seen it. We're original here. I can say that I can say that I can say. I've been saying I can say a lot, but that's just because we can't have a lot of dead space, dead silence due to the audio listeners, because as someone who listens to a lot of podcasts while I'm at work at my real day job and whatnot,
yeah,
silence is like, what the hell's going on here?
Right,
is my phone mess up?
Did it, right,
is it pause? What's going on? So plus people get bored very easily, and you know, if you're not like continuously talking about something that they find entertaining, they're just gonna click off of it anyway.
Right,
we can't have radio silence. It's been a year.
All right, so I just slapped something on the stream. Tell me you all have seen this picture.
Yeah.
Legit, I don't know. Somebody must have first seen the video when they released the PlayStation 5. And they're like, oh my god, that looks just like Kaiba. And literally, like, his coat from the anime. That is literally exactly what he looks like.
Even with the blue glow?
Even with the blue glow.
I haven't. What anime is that from? I don't think I've seen
it. Wait, what?
What anime is that from?
Yu-Gi-Oh?
The original Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen Yu-Gi-Oh. I had a feeling it was from that, but I haven't seen Yu-Gi-Oh since I was. That's not Yugi. Yugi's got flaming hair.
But no. I actually never watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's really boring, honestly.
I never watched Yu-Gi-Oh. I never got into Pokemon either, but I was super into Digimon.
Yeah.
I used to watch Digimon a little bit. Kind of.
Digimon made me happy.
Apparently Digimon was originally created as a knockoff version of Tamagotchi. Remember Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how accurate or verbatim this is to the reason of creation, but basically what I've heard is somebody was like, yeah, take Tamagotchi, but like now, if you stick them together, they can fight.
Makes sense.
Yeah. We're over an hour already. And yep. We have said very little.
So basically, I think as long as we get over the hour mark, that's basically the minimum requirement for like an episode.
I don't know. Should we do this? Every day is going to be a lot. Not you really, because you live in a bigger area, potentially going on. But where I live, there is nothing really good worth talking about happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so. Basically, like I said, I mean, this episode, the reason we haven't had as much to talk about is just because we did not put anything. Like, literally, there was no pre-planned topics. So, I mean, we can't expect a whole lot from ourselves.
That's how you do a podcast, baby.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we've talked over an hour already is about quite the feat. We got that watch time figured out.
Do we?
I think we should just dance.
Yeah. Now, you know, obviously, this specific podcast, we can pretty much talk about anything, interact with the people.
I think the people left.
Yeah. They keep dipping in and out. Probably new people finding it. But really, it's a matter of, like, obviously, if our podcast showed up on... Like, actually, we did get one retweet on Twitter. for the link, but they didn't have very many followers. But in the fact, if we had a lot of people see our link and join in, like, people that watch live streams, they really love the chat box, like, of course. So, I mean, literally, like, if you just have people, you could be talking about anything. You'd be showing pictures of dogs, man. You could be doing anything, and people's going to be like, I mean, they're just happy to be here and chat with you. I guess that's what live streaming is pretty much about. But as far as, like, if we were streaming video games, like we've been talking about, I think the pressure to continue talking about different things would not be there. Because pretty much we'd be focused on our particular topic, which would be the game itself, pretty much the entire time. So
I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped listening about a minute and a half ago.
Dude, what?
I have no idea what you just said.
All right. Cody Ratchford is banned from co-host.
Oh, yeah? I'm banned from co-host. You're banned from using my logo.
That logo, man, it is... It's actually not even here right now in this podcast.
Ahead of the curve.
Bottom right-hand corner. I'm looking at it.
Well...
Right. Oh, never mind. I went full screen and there it is.
Right. It's just the watermark though for the channel is what it is.
I mean, let's just imagine if I wasn't a half decent human being. Theoretically, you should have made me sign something for that logo.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's no legal way to like say it's yours.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention give me credit. You wanna say it's You want to claim all credit for it, but you forget that I sat there with you and helped you make it for about 6 hours.
All right.
So I mean, you got to at least go halfway there.
Well, all I know is there was conversations that were had about rights of logos that at this point, there's nothing that can be done, I guess. Because
right, and I'll tell you, I mean, from all of the stuff and the content I've posted, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of certain individuals that have worked in the studio at the time, and I mean, you say something, but 6 months down the road, it technically has no weight to it anymore because everything online is constantly changing. And I mean, like, you can see we went from... What did we start making? Like, I used to make gaming videos and just post them on YouTube. But then we moved into music production. And then I did photography. And then we added in electronic repairs. Like, it's just, it's totally flexible. It just keeps changing. So I was going to have you post links. Like, when I asked you for some links, basically I was talking about, like, any personal links you would want to advertise, but I guess you don't really have anything at the moment that you can send out, I don't guess.
I don't know. I have some stuff in the works. I know that, but...
Because, I mean, at any point, if you have some links that you want to put out there, like yesterday we got Brett's music in the chat, pretty much this is a place for us to advertise pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Which, mind, give us your money.
Give us your friggin' money. If you give us your money, what we can do is we can create a better system of a studio, and we can create a bigger thing, and we can make more products, and we can make your life better with what we have to make. We can make things that can bring smiles to your face in this time of nothing but frowns, upside down, stupid clowns coming out in the streets. For people forget the year 2016, but here we are. We're here to make you smile, and we're here to make you laugh. And what's better to laugh than the side of a giraffe with a staff? So give me your money.
You know, you can see why Brett Real has written many lyrics in his lifetime. Very quick at rhymes.
Even though they don't make sense.
All right, so let's see. We covered the movie theater. Looking at the couple notes I did have. We could always resort to the Facebook drama, but that's subjective.
Lordy, lordy.
Right now, I think that's pretty much what we have to cover. And we could sit here for hours and hours and talk about random things, but we have been over our minimum requirement, so should be good. Brett, do you have any final words for any viewers?
Come see Bad Auditions by Bad Actors at the end of July, because even though it wasn't mentioned, I am in that play. And I'm actually helping him, stage manager for it as well. And I'm also helping him, assisting him in some, like, some, he's directing it. Him and Savannah Wolford are directing it, but I'm kind of helping push, like, certain directions. I don't want to say that and, like, take credit for what I didn't do, but I've also helped a good bit. So, and it looks pretty good. And I think it's really funny. Like, it actually is hilarious, and I'm proud of it. I think we're way ahead of schedule on it. I think that's awesome. Because most shows, you don't really get fully blocked until Tech Week, which is the disaster. And we're a month away from Tech Week, and we already had the first act. We're able to run it without scripts, which is awesome. So now that gives us a whole month just to tweak things and make it better and pick what we don't like. And yeah.
It's and nice. What location will that be at?
It's at the Landis Art Center in Petersburg, West Virginia. It's connected to the library. Just slap that shit in your GPS and you'll find it.
All right.
Easy as fine. Yeah, it's a nice theater. It's a very nice theater for where it is. It's one of the nicest theaters I've ever performed in. I have no idea how we got such a nice theater. Petersburg, West Virginia.
All right. Cody Ratchford, do you have anything that you want to say to the audience?
Nah. That's about it for me.
All right. All right, guys. So appreciate you watching again today. We don't have specific dates or plans for the future of the podcast. So basically, you're going to see us post a few hours ahead of time. And if you want to join in and chat with us, we'll be here. So we'll catch you next time. I'm going to fade everything out and see you in the next episode. Yeah.